Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted to be here, and we're delighted that you are here. Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you all, will come through. It's over 100 so far in his career, and we get no advance notice. So it's always fun to find out who it's going to be. It's a surprise for us as well as for you. And you are the ones, as the listeners and callers, who control the energy of who actually does come in. We will take questions in the order of call-in. If you've asked a question on a previous show and gotten an answer, please don't cover that issue again. And we'll go by the numbers. And we love to have callers. If you know people that are on the call but are not calling in with questions, I would love for you to encourage them to call in and ask a question. Now, there are two listen-only lines, and then there are two call-in lines. So if you're on a listen-only line and you want to ask a question, we need to have you hang up and call a different number. And that number is toll-free, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. Occasionally, you'll get a busy signal there. So the alternate number is 323-744-4831. Again, 323-744-4831. So let's get started, and here we go.
Hello, dear one.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is Archangel Gabriel.
Archangel Gabriel, wonderful. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Could you tell us a bit about yourself for anybody who might not be familiar with you?
I am one of the archangels, and communication is my specialty field, you might say.
Communication, okay.
Yes.
All kinds of communication, public, private, big, small, everything?
The whole spectrum, dear.
Okay, wonderful. Well, that's certainly an area that humans... most humans need a lot of practice on to improve. So we're just delighted to have you here. Okay.
Thank you.
It is possible that Cynthia has to work late tonight. She sent me some questions. May I start with those?
Please.
Okay. She's asked what's happened to Edward Snowden. Reportedly, he's disappeared on August 5th, and he had a special program written that if he did not access it within a 24-hour time frame, like every day, that a dead man switch would release key codes to all the data he had, and it was to be sent to various people around the world. Can you tell us anything about what's happened to Edward?
He's in what you might call protective custody.
Positive protective custody?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Cynthia says that she read that while the data was being sent, the company was downloading all the information was stopped, so the data could not be transferred. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, is that cabal actions or protection for Edward or something else?
That's cabal.
Cabal, okay. Okay, so he's being protected, but his information is not getting out where it needs to be.
Correct.
Okay, okay. Well, that's sad. But
what, you would rather he not be protected?
Oh, no, I'd rather he be protected, but... Oh, no.
Oh,
that
I'm
part,
just
no,
checking.
Not sad. It's that the information would be needing to be released, which would be very good. But anyway, Will the data be transferred at some future time, or will he be able to, certainly some point he will be safe and be able to be released when the cabal is yes. really gone?
Correct. He will be safe. He is safe. He will be safe. He will be released.
Okay. All right. That's good. I personally have received within the last week several emails and articles about Hillary Clinton's health issues. One of the articles was obviously a leak by somebody from a 2013 report about it basically sounds like brain veins having atherosclerosis. It has a special name, and it causes all kinds of challenging difficulties, which she seems to be exhibiting at this time. Can you address that?
Did you give me an envelope?
I'm sorry.
Can I address that?
Can you speak to that?
Yes. Yes. It is factual. And she does have those problems, but given her biology, is not as serious as you would think.
Oh, because she's not actually fully human?
Correct.
Okay. So her human body is exhibiting those symptoms, but the reptilian side of her is in better shape?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It's been my feeling that there are three possible things for Hillary to have in her experience. One is health issues, serious health issues. One is the Department of Justice actually going after her with the mass of information and case that they have developed against her. And the third is that the good guys will simply take her to another place to work out her soul path off the planet. Are those realistic?
And I give you a guess about which one is going to occur.
Well, my guess is the good guys will take her elsewhere. I could be wrong.
The health issues are going to be the cover for her retiring, shall we say.
Okay. Okay. Well, that would be an obvious from a human standpoint.
Yes.
And is this a clone of Hillary or the real Hillary?
Real one.
Real Hillary. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Because if the human body suffers from these health issues, which you say it does, then she can't sustain her human form, right?
Correct.
Okay. And so what her natural form is doesn't really matter. She can't stay on the planet.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Okay. I had the feeling at one point she would be simply taken to another dimension or arena or whatever to work out her soul path, but... certainly any one of those issues would work to remove her from the fray, if you will.
Yes.
Okay. Cynthia is also asking about language translators because she is involved with a man in France and they intend to marry. And her French is growing but marginal, and his English is growing but marginal. And so she's asking about language translators or something like the ambassador program where you immerse for 6 days and you learn a language enough to get by or something like that.
And she's asking...
And she's asking, how can she get some help learning French? Is the bottom line, I think.
Yes, she can get help.
you have any suggestions other than what she's doing?
Well, the best way would be to immerse yourself in a family and use only that language for a period of 2 weeks or more. That's the best way.
That certainly would work, yes. Are the ambassador language programs built somewhat similar to that?
Close enough.
So that somebody who's appointed an ambassador to XYZ country and they've never even heard of the country, let alone know their language, can learn it fast.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Okay. So she doesn't really need a translator. Of course, the little books are very handy. I've used those. But your idea of being immersed with a family is really excellent. Cynthia is also asking about the healing chambers that have been talked about for us to go into to 1, 2, or 3 days for the physical body to be, the cells to be healed, upgraded, cleared out, etc. Is this accurate information?
Well, the time may vary from that window of time she gave, but yes.
Okay, so it could be faster or slower?
Yes.
Okay. Again, that would depend on the individual, would it not?
Absolutely.
Because between age and whether someone has taken care of themselves well or not, and whether someone has cleared out emotional issues from the cells, all those things would matter, would they not?
Along with intent, yes.
Along with intent, yes. Intent, of course, is the major thing. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
She has one more question, and that is about cars, trucks, etc., motor vehicles, when we won't need to use fossil fuel anymore and be converted to another type of fuel. I'm all for water cars, and I know those exist. But can you give us any kind of information on our cars and our modes of transportation in the near future?
Well, your immediate transition will be to electric vehicles, which you're already in the process of doing.
Yes.
After that, there will be basically your own personal spaceship, shall we say?
Yes. Yes, our personal cute little ships, right?
Right.
And these are somewhat like hovercraft, only they can go much higher?
Correct.
Okay. I think that would be great fun. That's like flying bumper cars at Disneyland, only they fly, right?
I remind you that you need to be sure and have your intent on keeping your equilibrium.
Yes, okay. Yes, they're not toys. I get that. I just think it will be a great sense of freedom.
Yes.
And
that is my message to all of you. Get ready for freedom.
Okay.
It's knocking on the door. It's right around the corner. Get ready.
Okay. So when we get to freedom, you're talking about governmental situations.
Yes.
And political situations.
Yes.
And food situations, healthy food.
Yes, all things personal.
Everything.
Yes.
Okay, everything. I love it. That's awesome. All right. Is there any time frame you can give us for our personal spaceships?
Within 14 and a half months.
Oh, that is fast. Thinking of all the changes that have to happen between now and then?
The rate of change on your planet has been accelerating and will continue for some time, dear.
Yes, I believe that, and I certainly see evidence of it. Well, I'll ask a personal question. The host and I have planned soon to buy a Tesla, the ones that are available now, not wait for the cute little one that's coming supposedly in a year and a half or so. But if 14 and a half months from now we're to have our own personal spaceship, is it worth buying the Tesla at the, you know, within the next month or two?
You want my answer to that?
Yes.
Yes.
It's still worth it.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Okay. All right. My sense, I've never driven one, but my sense of looking at them is that they are actually wider than the average car, average four-passenger car, four or five. And that is it, do they just look wider or really are the wider? Because that affects where you park and keeping it from getting banged.
Your concern is getting it banged in the parking lots?
Yeah, if somebody parked, you know, here on Maui, our parking spaces in most parking lots are very narrow. They're too narrow. And then we have farmers from upcountry with big trucks that use those parking spaces as well. There's only a few places where they've made the parking spaces wide enough, which usually on the mainland, they're mostly wide enough. So I'm thinking about having to park the Tesla way at the other side of the parking lot by itself.
And you will.
You will. Okay. Okay. That was my question. Park and walk, right?
Park and walk because you have a Tesla.
Okay. So am I correct in my impression that it's slightly wider than the average passenger car?
Yes, but only slightly.
Well, maybe an inch would be wider, or 2 inches at most. Yes, okay. Okay, great. Can you tell us anything about the current status of who's actually in charge of the corporation, the U.S. corporation, who's running things, so to speak, at this current time in the middle of all the changes going on?
The white hats in the military.
The white hats in the military are actually doing it, okay?
Yes.
Okay. And the Obama family is comfortably settled in Dubai and he's traveling?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And is September still the time, at some either toward the end of September or maybe early, the time when there will be more public announcements of the changes in government and the elections and so forth? Or will it be October, or can you tell?
Yes.
Somewhere in there, right?
Correct.
Okay. And the real election still scheduled for
toward late November.
End of November?
Late.
Late November,
yes.
Right. Right, okay. Okay, well, that sounds so perfect to me. I'm just delighted that this is actually finally taking place. And people are going to have to learn what they may have been ignoring or they may have been aware of. And just waiting for, of course, there's been so many emails saying, oh, this has happened, this has happened, this has happened. But I don't believe any of that. I believe it's still in process. Is that correct?
Yes, there is much in process, but the fact that it is in process is very encouraging, is it not?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
And the fact that a lot of us do know this stuff is in process now. A lot of people are more aware.
More and more all the time.
Mm-hmm. Good, good, good. Okay. Can you address the now projected events around the Wall Street situation, the stock market, the derivatives, banking, and so forth, that the old system is not valid any longer and people need to remove themselves from that as much as possible. Is that correct?
It would serve them to, yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay, the whole thing now is pretty much a sham, is it not?
The changeover is occurring quite rapidly, so yes, one needs to be aware of the financial institutions that they're dealing with.
Yes, because most of them will change or go away, right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. So the ones that are honorable will be able to reorganize and regroup and semi-honorable, put it that way.
The ones that have been cleaned up.
Kept been cleaned.
Is what you're trying to say,
yes,
I think.
Yes, okay. The ones that are in better shape than the...
Let me just say that again. The ones that have been cleaned up.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good, good. All right. I had been told some months ago that Americans generally who are involved in the stock market, the investment groups, mutual funds, and all of that, would you lose potentially about a third of their investment, but not the whole thing? Is that still accurate, or has it changed?
It's in that ballpark still, yes.
Okay. Okay. Enough maybe to make them pay attention, but not lose everything that they've saved.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, that would be good, because paying attention is what we want. We don't want people hurt. We want them to pay attention and learn what they need to be aware of.
Correct.
Okay. Is there anything that you would like to share with us at this time?
I say again, be prepared to celebrate your freedom, because it is coming. It is right around the corner. Get ready.
Yay. Yay. Okay.
And when I say freedom, I mean in many different planes of your existence.
So not just the political and governmental situation, but in relationships, people will feel more able to be more honest and open.
And enjoy.
Yeah.
They will feel much easier about enjoying their relationships.
Okay, more joy.
Yes.
Less concern or worry about what other people think of them?
Yes, because it will be, everything will become quite transparent. The idea of hiding what you're thinking and feeling, if you're holding on to that one, it's not going to work for you so well, because that's going to go away.
Aha. Uh-huh. So that means people's ability to perceive and be discerning is going to increase. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And as I alluded to, it's a double-edged sword.
No more hiding, huh?
No more hiding. And there's been the hiding on your planet has been the cause of so much grief that I would think you would applaud its leaving.
Oh, absolutely. I'm very excited, because this is a very old, tired program as far as I'm concerned.
Correct.
It has more than run its course. Okay, let me take a quick break here and give phone numbers. If you are in a on the listen-only line and you'd like to ask a question, we would love to have you come on and ask your questions. You need to hang up and call a different number. And the number to ask a question is toll-free, 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. If that line should be busy, which happens occasionally, please call 323-744-4444. 4831. And we are speaking with Archangel Gabriel today. We're very honored to have him. He is the Archangel Master of Communication. And from what he's saying and what I know, our ability to communicate more clearly is going to go through the roof pretty soon. That true?
Absolutely true.
Okay. That means less misunderstanding between people, less judgment on other people because you misunderstand, and all kinds of wonderful fallout.
Absolutely.
Okay. Can you give us an update on the Pope's progress on cleaning up the Vatican?
He's doing very well, Darwin.
He's doing well?
Yes.
Okay, much progress? Yes, okay, good. Okay, we have a caller, Carol, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, Darwin.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I'm in the process of allowing love to come into my body. Am I having success at that?
Yes, you are.
I am?
Yes.
Oh, great. It's quite painful, if I can use that word. But I am making progress.
You are.
And how do we know which banks are safe or safer? Is there any way we can check that out?
Dear Wynn, can you speak to that?
I can try. We have regular sessions where we simply find out which banks are clean. What I do know is that all the Wells Fargo's and branches in Reno, Nevada, and Carson City, Nevada, we have been told are clean. But not all Wells Fargo branches are. Now, it's it's the major bank for some of the changes that will be taking place, are taking place. As far as I know, individual branches here and there are pretty well cleaned up of all the major banks, but not all branches. I think Wells Fargo's probably ahead of the game, but again, there are Wells Fargo's that are not cleaned up completely. There are good people in all the banks, all branches, mm-hmm. everywhere, I believe. But mm-hmm. there's some branches still have some people that are in positions of control or decision-making that can go against what we would feel would be a rational decision, put it that way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
A pro-people decision. So the best thing I know to do, and without being able to verify this from the other side yourself, is any branch that you want to work in that's in your area, because you're in Kansas.
Yeah, we deal with the Kansas Bank, K-A-N-Z-A.
Kansas?
Yeah.
Kansas? Okay. I know nothing about that bank. You might be able to get some information off of a U.S. Treasury site. There are lists. Well, you're not on the internet. Okay, can't help you there.
We're going to be on the internet soon, though, I hope.
Okay. I have seen lists of banks across the country that give not just the basic information like their asset level and number of employees and that kind of stuff, but do give some more information as to the quality. Now, who's making those decisions, I cannot say. But there is some information on the internet. The only other thing I know to do in a situation like yours would be to walk into a branch that you would like to deal with because it's convenient and looks okay and so forth, and meet with the manager or meet with any of the upper personnel and talk to them and mm-hmm. ask them some questions and see mm-hmm. what kind of feeling you get in your gut.
Okay.
Thank you. If that's of any help, that would be probably in your situation what I would do.
Okay. And I have one more question. I'm confused about the Obamas. Are they good people or still working with the cabal?
Yes.
Yes, good people or working with the cabal?
Yes to both.
Oh, that clears up the confusion.
Yep.
Okay, I thank you very much, and namaste to both of you. I appreciate you guys greatly.
Thank you, dear one. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Okay. Very good answer, Archangel Gabriel.
Well, thank you, dear.
Obamas. I'm sure that Obama started out with good intentions.
Certainly.
I remember watching his acceptance and celebration in 2008, and I felt such genuineness that it was just awesome. And then, of course, I think the next day he got sat down and told the truth about what he'd really signed up for. And not fun. Not a fun day. So
it wasn't, no.
No. No, pictures of him a week after the inauguration, or a week after the election, he looked like he'd aged 10 years. And I'm sure that that was not a fun week. So I presume that they are happily ensconced in Dubai. I think we covered that.
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell us about the quality of Benjamin Fulford's information generally? We've been told it's a mixed bag.
It is a mixed bag.
Okay. So there's some truth, some that he believes to be truth, but it's not. It's just a mixed bag, right?
It is.
Okay. So discernment would be important.
Always.
Always.
I don't care who it is. You need to keep your discernment going.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
And that includes me.
Yes, I guess it applies to everyone, does it not?
It does.
No matter who we are or where we are. Or in what dimension?
Yes, indeed.
And it comes down to paying attention to feelings and information and the whole mix of things, right?
Yes.
Okay. We certainly are seeing the great divide that's been explained, told about, alluded to, about people who are stepping up with the new energies and the new opportunities for them personally to grow or move into new space, and people who are choosing a more, what shall I say, stuck or routine path. Man, it is so obvious. Can you address that in any way?
It's a time of change, and if you don't opt to change, then it's not going to be as fun a ride for you.
That's a good way of putting it. Okay. Okay. Is it possible to address whether Paul Ryan will have any significant place in the future governance situation?
No, it certainly is possible. Am I going to go there? No.
Okay. All right. We just have to watch how things unfold, right? And pay attention?
Yes.
All right.
We have been talking about change, dear one.
Yes.
Your whole governance is going to change. That includes Paul Ryan.
Yes. And everybody else, right?
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
It's all going to change.
Mm-hmm. And I presume that the effort that Bernie Sanders made to bring out people's hopes and possibilities for some better things has been of value?
Certainly has.
Yes. Okay.
That would be a resounding yes.
Yes. Okay. Yes. The very best job he could do under all the circumstances, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's see where else we can go that would be important right now. The Lions Gate is, I'm trying to remember the date it closes. Has the Lions Gate closed or is it about to?
It's on for another couple of days.
Couple days, okay. Because that's a magical time, is it not?
You're in that magical time.
Yes.
Right now.
Magical things happening.
Correct.
Right.
So be available for those.
Yes.
Be available for the magic.
Well, the host and I certainly are available for the magic we're looking for right now.
I'm aware.
Yes. Do you see us getting something in email in the next day or two of significance?
By the end of Sunday.
By the end of Sunday?
Yes.
Oh, good grief.
I'm sorry, it's not a better number than that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Yes, thank you. I wish it were also. But I have a sense that once things break, it'll go very fast and very easily. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay. Okay, well, we need that to happen.
And it will.
Okay. Okay. My resident agent in Nevada, who hosts all of the foundations that I've helped people with, he's having significant issues with the mailings from the exempt organization people at the IRS. Is that because he's choosing now to open all the email to clients to check for what's inside? Because is it because of the personnel cuts at the exempt organization side?
Bingo.
Okay. So what kind of sensibility is there? Certainly cutting personnel numbers at the collection side, yes. But cutting numbers at the exempt organization side when the charities are just going to increase and continue to increase?
The decision at the top was cut across the board.
Oh, my goodness.
That's, you know, that's the way large corporations tend to operate, dear.
That's true. That's true. They certainly don't understand the boots on the ground stuff. Okay, so that's a misjudgment on the part of somebody at the top.
You could say that.
Okay. Okay.
I would rather say that it's not serving the people.
Yes. All right. I'll go with that. It certainly doesn't serve us or all the people who want to start new charitable organizations or who are involved in charitable organizations now.
Correct.
Because with the new humanitarian funds, that's all just going to increase.
Yes, it will.
So the person or committee that made this decision to cut across the board is simply not paying attention to the fact that the charities are increasing?
They're not looking at that, no.
Yeah.
They're simply looking at, oh my goodness, we got to cut back.
Typical of large corporations.
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, it's yes.
Okay. Okay. Let's see what else we can address that's going on in the world today that would be of value. How about how the Olympics are going?
From what standpoint, dear?
the organizational situations, the people who live in Rio, and how some of them have been seriously inconvenienced out of their homes because of the new venues that have been built. Certainly what's being shown on television looks great, but that would pretty much be the case. The organizational situation must be a nightmare.
You have a lot of people to house, to move around, to organize, et cetera, et cetera. So yes, it is, organizationally, it's a huge job.
Yes, yes. And somehow it's being accomplished at least somewhat adequately?
Yes.
Okay. So that the athletes are able to do their thing without tremendous hampering?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel bad for some of the people in Rio that have been inconvenienced by this. But I know that the joy and the celebrations that take place for those who do well, that's very important for bringing up those frequencies.
Yes, it is. Striving for excellence is well worth rewarding.
Okay.
No matter what the field.
All right. And the military coup that supposedly took place in Brazil during the springtime, and so the upset, the money situation, the government, all that, somehow did that get softened enough so that the Olympics could take place with some kind of rational order?
Yes.
Well, thank the White Hats, Galactics, you all, whoever did that, to take care of that situation sufficiently.
The Agarthans took care of that.
The Agarthans.
Yes.
How nice. How marvelous. Now, there may be some listeners who do not know who the Agarthans are. Could you share with us?
I will let you, dear. You know who they are.
Well, they're from Inner Earth.
Correct.
Right? They're
yes.
the descendants of those from Lemuria who went into Inner Earth.
Correct.
Okay. And so addressing Inner Earth then, is it true that there's a very big crystal? It's like a white sun at the core of the Earth?
Yes.
And Admiral Byrd's reporting and some others of civilizations, of, you know, water and trees and plants and towns and people living lives and so forth, all going on in there, true?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been well hidden from the surface.
Yes. But it's in the physical, and it looks pretty much, in many ways, like the surface, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that means that the open holes at the North Pole and the South Pole that Google has done its best to hide, they're real, right?
They are real, yes.
Okay. It's for us linear thinkers, it's kind of a challenge to imagine the waters wrapping around into Inner Earth from the oceans. But I've seen the holes. They're real.
They are real.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. So another way to expand our minds.
There is going to come a time in the near future when they're going to be openly among you. And this will be a wonderful thing for you and for them.
Absolutely. It's been too long.
Yes, well, quite.
Yes. Divine timing is always perfect, but it's still been too long. Yes. Okay.
Well put.
Okay. So the Agarthans that came to help the situation in Rio for the Olympics, they look like regular humans walking around doing their work? Or did they do it silently, quietly, hiddenly?
They, shall we say, cloak their movements.
Okay. So good things simply just happened.
Yes.
And nobody could really explain exactly how they happened. They just happened.
Right.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's see. Is the cabal still trying to escape out through Antarctica? Is that still open to them, or has that been closed off?
That is not open to them, but they wish to escape any way they can. This yes. is not a happy time for them, as you might imagine.
I would certainly imagine, and yet it's time for them, with what they've done, to bear the consequences of that. Is it not for their own path?
It is, at the very least, the time for them to go elsewhere.
Okay. So they can't escape, but they're going to be taken elsewhere. Many of them already have.
Yes, many of them already have. More will. Some will convert to the light.
Yes. Yes, and genuinely.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
They won't be able to hide. The hiding thing is going away.
Okay. Okay. So is it more of the lower level minions that are converting to the light rather than the upper echelons?
Correct.
Okay.
Not surprising, right?
No, that would be my guess, is particularly some of the lower level ones got caught in a system of some kind, whatever it was for their particular situation, that they didn't know they were walking into. They didn't know consciously. And then they got caught, so to speak. I mean, if you go to work for a big corporation, you think you're getting a great job and you have a family to support. And then as you're there for a little while, you realize this is a terrible situation. And what do? You have a family to support.
It's one of those interesting experiences as a 3D person you get the possibility of.
Yes, yes. And I'm sure there are many in that situation. They're basically good people that unconsciously walked into something they hadn't planned on. Okay. Okay.
Yes, but some of them were more conscious than you might give them credit for.
Okay. Okay, and those are ones that will more likely leave rather than turn to the light?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Since we're in a time of imminent abundance for many,
yes,
could you address methods for aligning with that? Speeding it up, increasing it, allowing people to move more fully into it sooner?
Choose it, choose it, choose it.
Okay. Okay. And what is the role of intent in that?
Intent has a huge role in choosing, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
That's the role.
Okay. So visualization has a role?
Visualization has a role as well.
Anything else you can mention at this time?
Use it wisely.
Oh, in other words, manifest what we really want.
Correct.
Not what would be marginal or not so good, huh?
Right.
Okay. Is it better to focus on one thing, one area in people's manifestation process, or can more than one thing be focused on with success?
Some people can successfully focus on many things. others cannot. Whatever your capabilities, just be aware of them and do what you can.
Okay. Okay. And it would be important to decide what really is the most important, not just, oh, I'd like this, I'd like that. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. The host and I will be in the process of vetting a number of organizations in the near future for or having someone do this under our direction for providing funds for their charitable activities. Do you see that, what we have in mind, going well as long as we pay attention?
Yes. You can direct this.
Okay. Okay. I have one person in mind who is currently in Washington State, who we would bring here to do that on the phone and on the internet, organization or person by organization or by person. Do you see that as a successful plan?
Do it yesterday.
Okay. Well, I think she would be very good at this.
She will.
Okay. And something we need done, I believe she's capable of doing it.
Yes.
And it would give her a focus in her life that she doesn't have right now.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. When should I tell her that we want her to do this?
You want a date when you want to give her a date when she's going to start this activity?
Something like that, or at least tell her this is what we have in mind for the very near future. I have not told her.
Tell her 911.
Okay. Okay. That would be very nice. All right.
It will serve.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Do you see what's going to happen to the White House and the various government buildings in Washington, D.C. that are owned, of course, by the corporation? Will they be transferred to the new governance setup, whether it's Republic or something else?
Let me be a little clearer about what I mean when I say new governance.
All right.
I mean all of what you consider governance. That includes physical buildings.
Okay. So you're saying everything's going to change?
Duh. Yes.
So some big government building that houses an agency right now might become converted into homeless shelters or something like that?
Or lots of possibilities, yes. Or
many other possibilities,
yes? Yes, many.
Okay. All right. All right. Is there anything else that you would like to share with our listeners at this time, Archangel Gabriel?
Believe in yourself. Please.
Good idea.
We need that. All of existence needs that.
Okay. Thank you so very much for being here. We appreciate you. We're very grateful.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.